Well, good morning to you, everyone, everywhere, or good afternoon, or even good evening for some of my folks on the other coast, in other continents. I want to just say I love you so much, and I know that this is a very happy time for a lot of people, and I'm just so glad that I could share this day with you, because I always look forward to it. You know, once a week, I always look forward to us spending time together. One day, we're going to expand, and we're going to have more days together. But right now, we're going to take full advantage of the time that we have. I'm so excited to say today is December the 18th. Can you believe it? It's almost Christmas time already, just 1 week away today, literally. I just can't believe it. So I want you to go ahead and tell all your friends, tune in real good, turn us up. Tell all your friends, tell your coworkers to put it on their computer, bbsradio.com, station number one, Dr. Gina's radio chat. Tell everybody, send out texts, send out DMs, send out the flyer, share with everyone that you know. Even though we have over 1 million listeners and counting, we still got room to grow. So let's continue to help make Dr. Gina's radio chat and BBS Radio one of the number one networks and talk shows around the world, shall we? Let's do this together, because you never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's radio set. You never know. I could be calling you, too. All right? So listen, this is a great day. So let's get into the weather, shall we? Let's see. Today, right here in D.C., well, in D.C., they are sunny and 40 degrees in D.C., and that is the high today. Let's see, Detroit, Michigan, you are 20 degrees right now, and that is your high today. Wow, we got low temperatures today so far. That's what we're talking about, 47 degrees right now. In Jacksonville, Florida, your high is 57 degrees. We have in London, you are 48 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 52. You got showers every day, including today, which is starting at 8 p.m. tonight. You're going to be waking up to 49 degrees with showers as well. Los Angeles, you are 49 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 63 degrees. You got partly sunny. I mean, I just love me some L.A. weather. I don't know. I love it. Okay, Augusta, Georgia. Hey, Augusta, you're sunny, 46 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 51 degrees, and you're going to be sunny pretty much the rest of the day. Charlotte, North Carolina, 41 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 47 degrees. You got sunshine. South Australia, you are 88 degrees. Now, this is what I'm talking about. South Australia, you are 88 degrees right now. Clear skies, looking at the stars. And then tomorrow, your weather is going to be 115 degrees. All sunny and clear skies. But you got thunderstorms coming the day after, so be prepared for that. Paris, you are 52 degrees right now. And let's see, that's where you're going to be. You're going to wake up to 53 degrees, but be prepared because you got showers coming at towards the end of the week, so be ready for that. Hawaii, you are 52 degrees, partly cloudy right now. And your high is going to be 66 degrees. You're waking up with showers tomorrow, but you're going to wake up to 52 degrees, so be ready for those showers again. You guys, let's see. Puerto Rico, hey, Puerto Rico, you are 75 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 77 degrees, and you're waking up to sunny skies again tomorrow. 66 degrees is your weather. If I did not mention your continent, your nation, your state, or wherever you are, if I did not mention it, guess what? No matter what's going on, like I always say, what's going on with you, about you, or around you, God has the final say, and he loves you, and because he loves you, I love you, too. We love you here on Dr. Gina's radio chat. All right, we got a wonderful show today, so I want you to, again, if you haven't told nobody, they don't want to miss this. We got an interview with Carly Red today. We have Jennifer Coleman, lawyer. She's an author. She's going to be joining us today. And then we have my girl Gina T with the trend of T. Gina T with the trend of T. And we got to lift up Estelle Monroe Gant, our minister and poet. She's feeling under the weather today, so please send out your prayers to her. I spoke to her today and said a prayer and believed God for total, complete healing, and I want you to come in agreement with that. Right now, we're going to take a minute to listen to our sponsors, and we'll be going right into ministerial moment. We'll be right back.
Have you ever prayed desperate prayers to God but have yet to hear an answer? Maybe you're about ready to give up. Maybe your friends or family are telling you to let it drop. Bestseller author John Eckhart has a different approach. Get more desperate. In his book, Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times, Eckhart invites you to a prayer life that sees results. He uses the story of Hannah as a model and walks you through the five key points of her prayer that resulted in breakthrough. Through biblical teaching and practical application, you can persevere in prayer no matter where you are in life, how bad things may look, or what situation you find yourself in. Check out Desperate Prayers for Desperate Times by John Eckhart, available online and where fine books are sold.
Well, listen, so this is Christmas time. We're going, you know, even further into the holiday season. First it was Thanksgiving, everybody knows. And then there's Christmas, and then there's New Year's, and then we have this, you know, some people celebrate Valentine's Day and all this stuff. But this is a time I want to talk to all my single people right now. You know, I want to talk to all those that have been in relationships and have broken up with their, you know, their relationship, broke their relationship up or whatever. I want to talk to you guys. If you're single right now, however it happened, divorce, breakup, or just haven't had a relationship in years, I want to talk to y'all. It's very easy. I know every year as time goes by, especially those that have been single for a long time, every year is another year. You might be looking at it like, oh, God, I thought by now, this year I was going to have this person, this boyfriend or this girlfriend or this fiance with me, you know, during the Christmas season. I don't want to be by myself and all of this. And I just want to pray against depression and sadness and sorrow. I really want you to just know that you're not alone and you're not by yourself, and that these holidays are to be focused on being thankful and to be focused on you know, the blood of Jesus being born and how good God is and how much he loves us and how we have new opportunities. Like the new year is a new opportunity, a new beginning. You know, this is when the, you know, we celebrate it as a nation, that January 1st is a new beginning, a new year. And Valentine's Day, I don't even do that anymore. I feel like if you're in love anyway, you should be celebrating your man or your woman every single day. That's how I feel about that. So I don't even get caught up in that. But Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, it has specific reasons for them, and I just feel like it's a distraction if you are focusing on what you don't have. When, you know, if you sit back and look at all the things that God has done for you throughout the year, you have so much to celebrate. I know it's easy to get distracted by things, and I know that, you know, watching television, listening to the radio, maybe it's your friends, your coworkers, your church members, you know, family or whatever, and you guys are thinking like, okay, well, why can't I actually have, you know, somebody for me? Well, maybe it's just not time for that yet. You know, maybe it's just not the time to do that yet. Maybe it's not the time to have the relationship like that right now. Maybe there's some things that God wants to show you. Maybe it's some things that you haven't surrendered to God. Maybe you don't get what he's doing. I know that I had to sit up and think about, you know, as I'm 50 years old now, and I sat and I thought about it like, you know, God, this is another year. I thought that too, like, this is another year. And, you know, I finally had to realize, like, you know, well, God, what is it that you want me to see that I haven't seen? And I realized that since I was a kid, you know, when my father died, I always wanted and fantasized about this, you know, family, this, you know, this household that I wanted. My house is going to be full of love and children running around and friends is going to want to come over and this and that. And everybody want to hang out at my house. And just this fantasy I just kept for years and years and years and years and years. And even when I thought that I was over it, it's just, I believe because I had it so long, it had taken root, and I just subconsciously just didn't realize really what it was that, I was doing that. And so I just, the reason why I love the scripture, lean not onto your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all of your ways and he will direct your path. That is such a true test, scripture for me in my life, because sometimes, and I think some of you can identify with that. That's in Proverbs 3:5. Some of us can identify with that because we may not have surrendered it all to him. Lean not onto our own understanding, but acknowledge everything to him. And I think that if we don't surrender it all and acknowledge him in every area, we'll believe that we're okay until moments come where the adversary can come in and hit us with depression, sadness, and sorrow. So I want you to be encouraged, because God hasn't forgotten about you. God doesn't think that you're not worthy. He created you to be worthy. He created you with worthiness in mind. Because if you wasn't worthy or valuable to him or meant anything to him, or if he didn't care for you, or if he didn't love you so much, he wouldn't have created Jesus, came down in the flesh, walked in the vessel of Yeshua, of Jesus Christ, and redeemed us through that blood, that sacrifice, that human sacrifice. So I want you to know that it may not be now, and every year that comes by, still be grateful for all of the things that he's done during the year. And I'm telling you, you keep walking, you'll walk right into love. You'll walk right into your mate. You'll walk right into that right season, and it will be so restored that you won't even realize how long it really was. Your length of time of how long it was without it will be so crushed by the time you get this person. You will have forgotten the years that you wondered and, you know, doubted or, you know, fantasized or whatever. It would seem like it was eons ago. I just believe that. I don't know. It's just in my spirit. I just feel like that. I believe that for me, and I believe that for you. So during this holiday season, praise God for every bill he paid. Praise him for every opportunity you received. Praise him that when everybody didn't, you couldn't go to nobody but him, but he was always there. He made a way, like they say, out of no way. He's a miracle worker. He made you a victor, an overcomer. Keep all of that in mind and remember that he tops it all. Everything you need is in him. He's a constant gift that keeps on giving. I am so thankful for the time that I spend with him, because he reminds me of all the things that he's done for me. And I'm sitting up here like, oh my God, if I thought that this person that I dated or this person that I liked could have ever matched what he's done or how he's made me feel or how much he's, you know, shown me he's loved me. And I know these people, they can't hold a candle. So I would rather wait for the person that he pours himself into that will present himself with the love of the Father. I mean, selfless love, protector, all of those things. I would rather wait. Is there room for doubt to say would it ever happen? Of course there is. But you know what? Close the door in the devil's face and tell him, bye, fool, in the name of Jesus. So I just want to leave that with you. Thanksgiving is over. You made it. Now it's Christmas. That's next week. 7 more days. It's a day. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You were born. You redeemed me. You gave your life for me. You rose from the dead. And I rise up with you in resurrection power. And girl, keep on going. Boy, keep on moving. And trust God that everything that is for you, that is from him, will be laid at your feet. Effortlessly. All you have to do is keep your focus on the Father. All right? Okay, so I just pray that you guys grab hold of that and enjoy the rest of this holiday season, and Merry Christmas to you. All right? We're going to take a commercial break, and then we got our interview with Carly Red. We'll be right back.
I'm talking to everybody about California because I live in D.C. All right. I'm here with Carly Red.
Hi.
And you already know her from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
And Saints and Sinners on the Bounce.
Come on.
We're here at the Bounce Network Trumpet Awards.
All right, so let me ask you something. I see you got a pocketbook with your name on it. Is that a line coming out, or do you have it out now?
Yes. This is always in my stores. Mercy in Atlanta, then I have Mansion in L.A. Yeah, in my stores in L.A.
Oh, my God. We're just so excited about everything that God has opened up for you.
Oh,
every door, every opportunity. Because everybody loves you. Everybody loves your heart. Everybody's seen you just move and progress and try and strive. And just we feel you. So I'm just so honored and so thankful that you took the time for the listeners to be able to connect with you on this platform here. Let me ask you something. What, Saints and Sinners, what's next for you?
Oh, my gosh. So more movies. Well, we've been in Saints and Sinners for, what, 4 years. So maybe Saints and Sinners season 5.
Okay.
More movies. And opening more businesses. I'm opening a nail salon in Vegas. So just being the more, you know, entrepreneurship and also giving back.
My I love that.
Yeah, but since I've become a certified sexologist, my goal is to really, really tap into the HIV community and figure out how we can make a change so a lot of black women
yes.
are being tested with HIV.
Yes. Especially in our age and older, girl, yeah. like 50s and 60s and 70s. Did you know that? That that's
I
like,
know that.
Is that something?
It's crazy. So my goal is
sorry about that.
No worries. I'm so sorry.
No.
Yeah, so my job, I'm thinking that I really, really want to get back to the community in that way. I usually really mentor kids and have something that I call Pants Up, Pants Down, where I take inner city youth kids to dinner and teach them etiquette. But what I really want to do is start this whole HIV program.
I love how you have evolved. I love the maturity. I love the growth. You're beautiful. You're gorgeous. You always have been. And this is such a pleasure. Where are you at now? Are you in Atlanta anymore? Are you coastal?
Yes,
I'm
definitely by coastal.
Okay.
Hey,
I know everybody's trying to tell me about California.
Yeah,
do you like it?
I love LA, but I love LA.
I know.
I'm sorry.
And that's how I feel about DC too. So I don't know. Maybe we'll connect in California. But listen, how can everybody follow you if they don't know already?
Right. So it's just I am Carly Red everywhere. I am Carly Red on social media, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere. But also follow the movement.
All right. Thank you so much, Carly Red. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. You guys have a great night.
We have to reach Stardash. I'm sorry, you guys. That's towards the end. Can you replay that from the beginning, Doug? Put on another commercial, please, or a drop.
Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The keys against the enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Okay, you guys. We having technical difficulties. I am so sorry. We're having technical difficulties. But anyway, did you hear the interview with Carly Red and me? I am just so glad that God is just doing so much in her life. I'm seeing that her focus is on helping people and doing so many great things. I'm telling you, you can't ever judge a book by its cover, or ever, you know, think you know somebody or ever just not allow, put them in a box. You got to allow people to grow and let God do what they have to do. Let me tell you something. If I had cameras following me, honey bunches of oak, in my teens and my 20s and pretty much in most in half of my 30s, oh my God, it would have been a reality show.
I know that's right.
I'm so glad, Zena. Do you hear me? I am so glad. Thank you, Jesus.
That there was only pagers and payphones back then. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, praise God for that. It was. I would have been
in some trouble.
Repeat.
But Cardi Red has been through a lot, and she's a beautiful woman. And I hate that the reality TV just paints this picture of people. And I know that's not who they really are, but, you know, TV and deception, you know, it's one of the biggest things. And people just are so deceptive. And, you know, I love her to death. I really only tune in sometimes because of her, because I know she's going to bring something. I know she's going to bring something.
But you know what? And that's what I told her. I said, you know, to be honest with you, she's the only one I felt not, and I know y'all gonna be
that like, I knew.
I felt like I connected with her because
yeah.
I felt like I connected with her real her. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I felt like,
yeah.
I felt like it was so much of a desire just for love and to get it right, get my life
that's
right.
Right.
That's
what she wanted.
You know, and it was just so, you know, with everything, how they instigate stuff and they edit everything and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just
mm-hmm.
had to let her know that, you know, a lot of people love her and a lot of people can
yes.
relate to her and they have seen her grow and have rooted for her growth.
Yes.
And really, you know, are just so excited. I mean, she's on Saints and Sinners, y'all. She's been on there, I think,
yeah.
for 4 years. I mean,
yeah.
I didn't even really know that.
I didn't even
and
know.
I mean,
nope.
And I'm like, wow, you know, I mean, that is amazing. I'm really excited
yeah.
for her about that. And
I didn't know that at all.
That. Yeah, Tyler Perry, I mean, he could pick her up in something else. You know,
see?
You just never know. I mean, it's just a good thing. It's a good look. And her boyfriend was so nice. And she went to the restroom, and this was at the Trumpet Awards, y'all. And I got so many interviews that I'm going to be playing closer to the Trumpet Awards. We got interviews with everybody. I'm just so surprised. If you haven't been following me on social media, stay tuned, because I think the Trumpet Awards come on in February. So since
yes.
we only come on once a week, we got so many. Some of them are going to be overlapping because there's so many interviews that I got to get. And I just had to get her interview because I really like her, and I'm just so
yeah.
happy for her. But her boyfriend loves her, adores her. She went to the restroom, and, you know, he went. He said, I got to go, too. So he went on, and he came back, and he stood next to me just to make sure, you know, that
just to
you
wait
know,
for her.
She wanted to do the yeah, to wait for her, and I was
mm-hmm.
waiting to do the interview. And, you know, he was just so nice. He graduated from Howard and, you know, lives in California, and then, like she said, she's bi-coastal. So it was really, really some good stuff. So I'm really, really excited for her, and I'm just really, really rooting that this is the love that she's been waiting for.
Waiting
and,
for, yeah.
Yes, and that they grow
yeah.
together. But like I say, you know, I mean, it's everybody's time comes, including mommy.
Yep.
It's going to come.
Yes, come on now. Come on. Well, we already know that.
Yes.
It's going to take somebody that's ready to handle and can and not be intimidated. And that's another thing with women like yourself, Dr. Gina, and, you know, women like Cardi Red. You know, it's very intimidating for certain men to be with women that are strong. You know,
yeah.
every man says they want a strong woman, but when they get one, they don't know what to do with it.
They sure
so,
don't.
You know, we're not going to preach this.
Right.
So don't, but yes, but it's very, it takes a special kind of man to handle a woman that has her own mind, because a lot of times men would like to control their woman, you know, and things like that. So it takes a special man to be able to handle that. So that's why it takes him a little longer, because you ain't got no microwave man coming, Dr.
Well,
no
exactly.
man in the microwave, okay? He
but
is
you
in
know
the
what?
Oven baking,
and
right.
And it's so funny that you said that, because somebody said that to me just yesterday, I'm telling you.
Wow.
Somebody just said that yesterday, so it's really, really amazing that it's
yeah.
coming up again, and that God is using you to say that. And I think it's for some people now, you know, that need to hear that, because a lot of people just don't know. You know what I'm saying? They don't feel
they
that.
Don't
they
know.
Don't have that spoken into their life. So they just constantly living
yeah.
in doubt or, you know, weariness. And the Bible says don't grow weary in well-doing. If you're waiting on God and you're believing Him by faith, then don't grow weary in well-doing. You are in the best place. Don't let nobody
right.
question it, you know, check you, make you feel less than. I think one of my friends
mm-hmm.
had posted something today about that a married woman tried to make her feel bad because she was single. It, you know, some of these women,
wow.
you know, walking around with an arrogance because they married. And, you know, we
and
don't
unhappy.
Know how, yeah, we don't know if you're really happy or not. You're just saying you're married.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's all you got.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think
mm-hmm.
that God wants us to get with our spouses, so that's all we got. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
you know, that's what we're living for, just to have a husband or a wife. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I don't think that's why He created us to be on the earth. Now, marriage is an example of the kingdom. You know, He's married to
yes.
the bride and the groom. You hear about that, the church and the kingdom,
yes.
the Father. You know about that. So He believes in unity and marriage and togetherness. But don't get sassy now, y'all married people.
Please don't.
don't get
sassy, because it's work. And don't lie, because you
Come
know it's
on,
work.
Mary
okay,
lady.
Cut it out. Cut it out. It is a work. And sometimes that fire is going to go low, and you got to turn it back up somehow. But you both have to be willing to turn the fire back up. And it's just like I say at the end of my shows, you know, I talk to the single women, and I just give them the simple story of Cinderella, something so simple, you know, and I just let them know. Cinderella, when she lost her shoe, she didn't go door to door looking for her shoe.
She did not. She was at home. She was mopping. She was cleaning. And she was cooking because she was preparing for her king. And then he came and knocked on the door and came and got her. So I just tell ladies, you know, just wait on your man. And while you waiting on him, get up a mop and cook something because he's going to want all of that.
Yeah, handle your business. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, because he's going to be ready. That's right.
The thing is that God created us individually, even though he's got children connected to us, a spouse connected to us, children connected to us. All of that was already done before we was even thought about. It's already pre-planned. So it's nothing. Nothing's going to change it. He's already pre-planned it. And that's just how it's going down. So it's kind of like stay focused on what he's got you doing individually.
Right.
So then while he's focusing on what he's got to do individually,
when y'all come together,
it's
on.
It blows up. I hear testimonies all the time about when people get married and come together and things just like blows up. It's like, everything complements each other when they come together.
Yep.
And I just think it's amazing. It's amazing.
Yep. So amen.
Okay. So now we got to shift gears because, we got the whole half an hour to hear about what Gina G got to say. She's been traveling. She got cruises and she's a celebrity.
Oh, my God.
She is stardom. So we got to hear all about this life. sister is luxuriating in right now. But we got to listen to Arthur. I mean, this powerful woman, I'm so excited to have her. Thanks to Tasha Mills, my sister. I love her. We got Jennifer Coleman, lawyer on, and I'm so excited. She's an author, and she has a phenomenal book that's out, and I cannot wait to hear her tell all about it because this is just going to be simply, simply good. Okay, that's all I got to say. Pushing beyond the pain. Pushing beyond the pain. That's, oh, my God. I'm ready to get her on right now. And she has a journal called Self-Love. It's called A Journey of Self-Love. That's her journal. So I'm so happy to welcome Arthur that has pushed past the pain and living to tell about it, Jennifer Coleman, lawyer. Welcome to the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. Can you hear me clearly?
I can hear you very clearly.
Oh, wow. Thank you, Dr. Gina, for having me on your show. So I'm so excited to be here to even share what God has done for me. Just thank you again for being on your show.
So let me ask you a question. I mean, it talked about in your press kit about mental, physical, and spiritual, all kind of abuse, any kind you can think of. Start there. Where did all of this begin, and what kind of abuse did you have to overcome?
Well, I came from a two-parent loving home, and just the abuse that I endured, I would never in a million years think that I would even have to endure anything like that. Again, I came from a two-parent loving home. Parents were worked diligently in the church, brought up in the church. And I just wanted to live a life that my parents presented to me and my siblings, which was living in a loving home. I didn't do much dating through high school or my junior year, I began dating, and I dated that guy for 2 years, exited out that relationship, and end up meeting a young guy. Let me just go back. Got out of high school, went to beauty school because I was the biggest tomboy, and my father felt like, he was like, okay, we got to girly this girl up because she is just so tomboy. So he enrolled me in beauty school, went through beauty school first 6 months, didn't want to do anything. And, again, being brought up in the church, went to a revival one night, and they were having what they call altar call. And my dad auctioned for me to go on the altar, and I went on the altar, and the man of God whispered in my ear, what do you want
got to do for you. And me, as nonchalant as I was, I said, oh, I guess I want him to anoint my hands. Because I was, I guess I want him to anoint my hands to do hair. So end up doing, finishing beauty school, aced it, went out, and had my own salon for about 27 years. But in the midst of that, I met a young man because I just really, I did everything I possibly could to please my parents. I wanted to do everything, never to bring shame on them. And I end up meeting this young man, and I call him Peter in my book. And I met him, and he called me. I was going to pay a bill for my parents, and he called me by my name, and I said, you know my name. He said, Jennifer Coleman? I said, yes. He said, I know you. I said, how do you know me? He said, I know you from the pageant. I was very involved in the community there in my small town that I lived in. And so I began to date him. Six months into dating him, 6 weeks, excuse me, into dating him, I found out that he's married.
Oh, my God.
And so the courtship over the phone already was, I was mentally in being a girl that was sheltered from all of everything. I was real then. And so mentally I was already there. And so 6 weeks into the courtship, he tells me that he is married. And he says, I'm going to give you the choice to make if you want to continue talking to me. We are separated, but I'm still married. And all through that, I dealt with the back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Parents found out about it. They disapproved of the marriage. I mean, of the relationship. And I go forth and marry this man. And this man, all through the courtship, this, I dealt with him going back and forth with his ex-wife. I dealt with that. I dealt with him conceiving another child, all through that. And I dealt with all of that. And that's when the horror began after the marriage.
So let's go right into that. So the horror was what?
The horror was the first 2 years of the marriage, it was good. But I seen all the red flags and all the signs. From name calling to belittling or just even women, random women calling our house and answering and me answering the phone and him getting up in the middle of the night. I allowed a lot of things like that to take place. Red flags, signs, all of that. Because I just wanted to be that good wife. I always felt, even into the marriage, I didn't feel this dating, but once I got married, feeling inadequate, feeling not good enough, that was all that I felt, you know, the first 2 years of the marriage. When I started questioning him, probably about the third year of marriage, when I started questioning him about his behavior, that's when the knocks upside the head began, the abuse, all while I was pregnant. I cried literally the whole time that I was pregnant. It was just a whole lot of mental abuse. Then the physical began to happen after the kids were born. It was really, really bad. He was a big-time gambler. Mm-hmm. And what kept me hush mouth was the money that he would bring into the house. So that was another thing that kept me hostage, kept me, you know, in the house. And then me having to isolate myself from my family. It just went into a whole realm of emotionalism. And I knew my family members around me, they knew something was going on. But they really couldn't put their finger on it because I was a master of hiding what I was going through. You know, with me being a cosmetologist, I had to pack down how I could put the makeup on and hide the bruises, the faces I had to go through, even through the marriage. I had to go through reconstructive surgery on my face. The whole bottom half of my face had to be redone. From blows to my face to my mouth, my whole grill having to be redone. I endured a lot.
And so when was the moment that you woke up or, you know, out of that space and said, this was enough? When was that moment where you were shook and it was like time to go?
Well, it took me a number of times because usually when you are, majority of the time when you are in an abusive and mental abusive relationship, the I'm sorry, I won't do it again. A whole lot of gaslighting was going on in there, a whole lot of manipulating behavior because I loved him. I was willing to wait to see if he would change. That's how much I loved him at the time. When the rifle, we end up building a business with my parents. I was very close with my parents. And we end up building a furniture store together, opening up a furniture store. And my parents have been entrepreneurs literally all my life. And we opened up the furniture store. And because he was a big-time gambler, every day he would like to cash out. And because my parents were business people, we're going to, at the end of the month, that's when we'll split the earnings after all, you know, utilities and everything for the building was paid, and then we would cash out. He was wanting to cash out every day because his gambling habit was so bad.
Mm-hmm.
And when my dad did not cooperate with him, one day he came into the business and opened up the cash register. And my dad was questioning him and said, what are you doing? And he says, I'm getting my money. This is my business, too. He was very arrogant. Again, very manipulative. He even flirted and tried to get with my cousins, my best friends. It was a mess.
It sounds like, so let me ask you a question. While with all of that going on, because I'm sure it was layers and layers and years and years
layers,
of abuse and
yeah.
physical and mental and all of that. And it's so funny because we were just talking about earlier in the show about love and people wanting to be loved and be married and things
yes.
like that. And this is why it's so important to really know and wait on God. And I know that's easier said than done, but even just to just know who you are and know who God is and how much he loves you so you can recognize that love in that in the individual and whoever God is presenting to you. But I want to say you done wrote the book, you done told about it. What is it that you want other people to get from this story, this life that you have lived? What do you want to get? What do you want people to get, come away from this book reading it?
What I want people to get from reading this book and even hearing my testimony is, and that's why I did the journal, A Journey of Self-Love. If I truly loved Jenny at the time, there are things that I wouldn't have even tolerated in the very beginning stages of dating.
Mm-hmm.
We have to get to a place that we don't have to be loved by someone else.
Mm-hmm.
We have to learn how to love ourselves through this. If they are in these types of relationships, to recognize the signs. Because I would so easily sit in the beauty salon and counsel my customers and tell them, girl, don't deal with that, don't do that. And I was dealing with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because there was something down on the inside that I was lacking, and it was lacking self-worth. I was lacking a whole lot of self-worth. And I didn't truly know who Jenny was then.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I say it's so very important to not rush so fast to want to be loved by someone else. Love
so
yourself.
Let me ask you a question. What would you tell, what are the first three or two things that you can tell somebody right now before they get your book? What is it that, because it's a process, what is the first step to knowing how to love yourself?
Spending time alone. We are so afraid to spend time alone. and listen. And I've gained a lot of that through meditation. We won't tap out into the norm. We think we have to be around someone all the time. And so those things that we really need to hear are in those times alone. It's in those times alone that we hear what we need to do. Sometimes just looking, and secondly, I would say look in the mirror. There are so many things that we find, not so much outwardly, but if you can look in the mirror and you can see the expression or the mannerism that you carry, there is something lacking there. I would just say look within yourself and find out what is it truly that you want out of life. We have one life to live, Dr. Gina, and I wouldn't want my loved one to live it in fear, isolation, captivity, worry, all the time. We have a full-fledged life that God has given us, and we should live it on purpose. And those are the three things that I would tell someone who was listening on today.
I love it. Tell everybody where they can find you and where they can purchase your products from, your book, Pushing Beyond the Pain, and the journal to self-love. Tell everybody how they can find it, the journey to self-love. Tell everybody how they can purchase.
Listen, you guys, you can find me on Facebook. I'm under Jennifer Coleman Lawyer. Also, you can find me on Facebook under Jenny Love. I'm also a radio personality, too, here in Little Rock, Arkansas. My book is also available on Amazon. Just type in Pushing Beyond the Pain. I'm just so excited to be on your show today to share with the world what God has done for me. Thank you so
Praise
much for
God.
The opportunity.
I love it.
Can't wait
so much
to meet you.
Praise God. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for joining us on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Girl, I know it's just great things in store for you guys. Got so many more open doors and opportunities for you to share your testimony and share his glory. God bless you, and thank you for joining us
today. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. All right, Tasha, love you. I know she's listening. All right, Jennifer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to take one brief commercial break, and then we got Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what? You got the Trinity. We'll be right back with Gina G.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hey, thank you for listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat with me and my girl, Dr. Gina R. Prince. Two Ginas, watch out, world.
Gina G with the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. I say, what's this? You got the Trinity. I say, what's this? You got the Trinity. Gina G with the Trinity. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, wow. The ba-dum-dum.
I added that.
That is new.
Oh, I'm trying. I'm trying. What's
y'all
going
know,
on trending, girl? We're gonna have it all. We're gonna have it. Let me tell y'all, 2020, don't mess with us. Don't mess with us.
They don't know what's gonna happen in 2020.
They're
not ready.
It's about to go down.
Yeah, they're not ready, but they better get ready, okay?
We got DJ Spivey with us, too. I done already requested that he looped a couple of things.
Wow. I'm so
if y'all don't know what looping is, that's a DJ thing. Y'all get ready for that.
They better do. Come on. They better get ready.
Gina, what you got, girl?
I'm so excited. Let me give y'all this trending TV cup. It is hot off the presses. Now, I don't know if you guys watch The View, but I'm telling you, ooh, child, it is always going down on The View. Whoopi Goldberg and Maggie McCain have been at it again. Okay, Whoopi didn't have to tell her, girl, please stop talking. I mean, they are always debating each other. First of all, I don't know if you know, but Meghan McCain, she is a Trump supporter, and of course, Whoopi Goldberg is not. So anytime they have political issues, they are always, like, at each other's throats. And honey, on the last episode, Whoopi told her, girl, please stop talking. Meghan is always trying to overstep her boundaries and overtalk everybody on the show. And Whoopi, I'm telling you, Gina, she don't let it slide. She don't let it slide one bit. So if you guys want to check that whole interview out, you can YouTube it. You can do whatever you want to do with it, because I'm telling you, it is hilarious.
Whoopi said, girl,
please. Please stop talking. Just don't say nothing else, because we don't even want to hear you no more. It's just ridiculous. In North Carolina, you guys, a sheriff's deputy was fired after body slamming a middle school student. Do y'all hear me? A middle school student. This deputy went ahead and body slammed it. It was caught on It was caught on camera. Yes. It was Vance County Middle School in Henderson. And investigators, girl, they fired this lady immediately. They fired this deputy immediately. They didn't have no meeting. They didn't have no less chit-chat. They didn't have no review. They said bye-bye. Bye. And I'm so happy about that. It is ridiculous that police officers, the people with this power, feel that they can just, you know, do what they want to do. This is a middle school child. So between, sixth grade and eighth grade, so anywhere between 11 to 13 years old or 10 to 13 years old, that is just ridiculous, you guys.
You have
to make sure you keep your kids, you know, you inform them about things like this. We already have to inform them about school shootings. Now we have to inform them on how to protect themselves from people that are supposed to be protecting them. I mean, this is a deputy, a sheriff deputy. This is not like what they call it, a hall monitor. This is not a hall monitor. This was a deputy. Okay?
Because I'm going to fight you if you put your hands on my child. I don't care.
I mean, we're going to be fighting.
In Jesus' name.
I mean, I just can't believe it, you guys. So make sure you have that conversation with your children about how to behave and be careful around those situations. And it's very sad, but we have to do that. Also, the Staples Center went ahead and made a statement saying that Lizzo is not banned from any Laker game. If you guys heard about this, they supposedly, allegedly had banned Lizzo for going to the Staples Center because, you know, her last appearance at the Staples Center, she wore this dress with the butt cut out and, you know, she was dancing and doing all these type of things. So it was a rumor going around that they banned her from the Staples Center, but the Staples Center has made a brief statement saying that she is more than welcome anytime. So y'all gotta spread a rumor on the girl. All she did is had a booty out, although it was wrong. But it was wrong. I'm sure she's not going to wear her booty out in any other occasion. So y'all just
But they had the nerve to ban Janet Jackson for a slip of
her lip. And it was an accident.
Janet Jackson.
But I mean, you know what? Hey, if I own the Staples Center, I'm going to let you know, Janet, you are more than welcome, baby. You can come to my stadium anytime.
You can come to my family cookout, and let's do Rhythm Nation together, please.
Come on now. Come on. That's the way love goes. Kevin Hart's wife, she addresses all of the allegations of his infidelities in their new documentary that they'll be having coming out very soon on Netflix. So you guys make sure you stay tuned for that. She is going to address, you know, the issues of him with the lady 2 years ago about him, you know.
Oh, wow.
You know, what some men do on occasion. You know, but that's just how it goes. But she will be addressing that. Paula Patton, you guys, she will be playing Josephine Baker in the upcoming bio. I cannot wait. I love Paula Patton. And I think they picked a very perfect person. Although, you know, I could have leaned towards Rihanna. I see where they were going with the look and everything like that. I'm just hoping that Paula Patton can deliver the singing and the dancing part of it all. Because Josephine Baker was no joke. That's where Beyonce got a lot of her moves from, you know, a lot of her ideas and her videos and things like that. So I'm just excited about that. Now, in serious news, you guys, So you know the young lady that's 16 years old that allegedly got kidnapped in front of her mother, Carol Sanchez. Honey,
yeah.
It's reported that she confesses that it was a staged kidnapping. It was staged. Mm-hmm. Listen to me, people. First of all, we got all these vans pulling up on folks, stealing women, sex trafficking women. We don't need anybody staging and doing a Jesse Smollett on us again.
Come on.
Sick of this. Everybody is trying to do the best and get the most views and likes and whatever they can do on the social
attention.
Media platform.
We so needy for attention.
I'm sick of it. I mean, we were really looking
and
for
they,
the girl.
They,
I mean, everybody
kidnapping
looking
people for organs too, you know, not just for sex trafficking, but they stealing everybody and anybody for organs.
Come on now, you know they did that because the young gentleman that was found at his school wrapped up in that net. His name just slipped off my tongue, and I do apologize to all those, you know, that are involved. But, you know, they took his organs, honey, and right at school. So come on, you people. You cannot be sitting here and pretending to have these issues because people out here that really have these issues. But, honey, it's allegedly that she confessed that it was all staged. So, you know, it's making me nervous not to believe anything anymore. You know, it's hard for me to believe what's on the news, what you know, what they're putting on Facebook. And, you know, it's very hard to believe. And now we got people lying, child. I just cannot take it. And, you know, last but not least, we're going to go ahead and just pray. We're going to pray for J.R. Smith's wife. J.R. Smith's wife went on to Instagram and did a prayer for her husband and his mistress. She did a prayer that he would be, I mean, y'all got to go on the shade room and listen to this prayer. I know God listens to all prayers, but I know he put this one on pause when he heard this, And allegedly, J.R. Smith and his wife have been separated for months. So then here we are again, you guys, doing things for attention. If you're really praying for your marriage or your husband, I'm going to tell you one place that you're not going to do it, and it's social media. You are not going to do it on social media, be in your car crying, praying for him and his mistress for attention.
Right.
So, you guys, we really got to do better in 2020. You know what? How come we just don't keep certain business off of social media? How come we just don't post our vacation? Let's try posting vacation. Let's try posting, you know, winning awards. Let's try posting our kids' report cards. And let's start posting
stuff
being out loud. Can we post these type of things? I am just tired of the drama and the lies. But something that is not a drama and the lie, Gina, and this is it because I'm so excited about it. This is it. I'm done after this now. The tea didn't boil over. CW is now planning on bringing back the TV show The Game with some of the original cast. I'm so excited about this.
The Game.
Oh, my God, you guys. If you don't know about The Game, it was a TV show that ran for a few series, and it was great. It was about a, you know, married couple in the NFL dealing with football. Yeah, dealing with, you know, being a football wife and the pressures of being in that, just in that environment. And it was such a great show. So many lessons. Trying to be your own woman when your man is, you know, in the starlight like that. So it's a great, great show. And they plan on bringing it back with the original cast. So I'm so excited about it, Dr. Gina. So
I love that
show. You guys need to be on the lookout for 2020. Yeah, you just be on the lookout. 2020 is going to be amazing. It's really going to be amazing, you guys.
Well, Gina G, Sweet and T, and what she say, because I don't know if you caught that. She gave her what she say when she said
it. Because I did add it in there. Stop being a tension finger.
it was brought to you by it because I got to tell y'all something about Jochebed. Your weakness is God's tool to His purpose. Rand Lestrange's new book, The Jochebed Anointing, brings you 15 mysteries about how God is raising you up to do great things. You know how God used Moses as a powerful deliverer, but did you ever consider how he used his mother, Jochebed? A seemingly insignificant person can be used for extraordinary things. Check out The Jochebed Anointing by Rand Lestrange, available on Amazon and where fine books are sold. Listen, speaking of which, you know, celebrity, you've been posting pictures of you by rocks and waves and
crashing. Oh, and I'm like, who is the photographer? And let me get the number. She's doing, what do you call those weddings? She's doing destination photo shoots and whatnot. While she's on her cruise being a comedian celebrity, okay,
yes,
tearing up the stage and blowing up mics over there and have people cracking up to their rib crack. What's been going on with you, girl, for 2 weeks?
Well, for the last 2 weeks, I just want to say really quick, his name was Kendrick Johnson, you guys. That is the young boy that was found with his organs missing in his school. I did not want to miss that, Dr. Gina. I apologize. I had to get his name because it was such a tragedy. So, Kendrick Johnson. Okay, now back to the regular schedule program. I have been on Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line performing every other night, going to Freeport every other day. Just having a blast, meeting different people. Honey, I've got me some family now in the Philippines. I got me some family now, honey, in Honduras. But let me tell you about 2020 and 2021. Your girl is going to be all over the place. I'm already planning for 2021. Do you understand me? You know, just meeting different people and getting into people's stories and, you know, bringing laughter to people. Dr. Gina, it's one of the most pleasurable things, I mean, that can ever be done. But I'm ready to go home. I am. I'm at the airport right now in West Palm Beach, Florida. I'm heading to 46 degrees west. I have on 3 shirts and a jean jacket because I am prepared to get off of that plane and freeze.
And be cold, like I was when I came back from California and went to Detroit. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That was like night and day. That was schizo.
It's like, why is this happening to me? Like, why, Lord? Why? So, yeah.
But listen, I'm so happy for you that that's happening. I know you're getting ready to go on the plane, but I just want to tell everybody, listen, I don't know if you guys know that we are on Alexa. All you got to do is say Gina's radio chat.
Go on Alexa.
And then go on Google Play, BBS radio station number 1 and 2. We on Alexa and Google Play. And not only that, y'all, we are streaming thanks to our producers, Doug and Don, who is the top #1 worldwide producers that I know worldwide.
Hold Come on
down.
Now.
They got this network. Our station is on over 100 different streaming live networks, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. I can't even name them all. But that's what helps makes us one of the #1 talk shows worldwide, is because we have such amazing producers and we're on such an amazing network, BBS Radio. But listen, we had a great show today, right, Gina?
We did. Oh, my God, we did. We did. We did. We got some juice in. We got some juice about marriage and single and drama and attention
and all of that stuff that we don't want and we don't need.
Yes.
And you know what? That's why everything you need and want is in the Lord. Let him wait on him, I tell you, because you don't want to hear a bondage. You don't want to hear a heartache and pain just to say that you're with somebody or you got somebody. I don't care if it is person. Yes. Be by yourself. Like Jennifer
That's
said,
right.
learn to be by yourself.
That's
this was a great show. Tell everybody where they can follow you on social media, Gina.
You guys can keep up with me at Gina G Too Funny. That's Gina G, the #2 funny. And on Facebook, it's Gina G TOO Funny. So make sure you check me out, guys.
Yes, and you know where to find us both, Dr. Gina's radio chat, and you can follow me on all social media, Gina R. Prince, especially on Instagram. Love my Instagram. And I don't know how to use WhatsApp, but shout out to y'all to be sending me your music and trying to call me, hit me up. I done got a couple of dirty pictures. Please don't send me those. I don't want it. I don't want no dirty photos. But I love you guys
much.
And definitely not. I'm definitely not going to holler at you with that. So if you're trying to get my attention, that's not the way to do it. Just to let you know. I'm single, but I am not that chick. All right? This has been Dr. Gina.
You never know what we're going to say either on Dr. Gina.
Listen, this has been amazing. Next week is Christmas, you guys, so we're not going to be live, but guess what?
tune in anyway, because you never know what interview is going to be playing. You never know who's going to be joining us live right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We can't wait to start the new year with you. Enjoy this time. Rest. Be joyful. Be at peace. Get your rest on. Enjoy your family. Get your love on. Treat yourself. Do you this season. Love on God and let him love you back. All right? Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. This is us right here, Gina G and me, Dr. G, on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Until next time, bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny.